This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor. This is Pacific Watch. Jeff Bliss arrives with a report on a Tembler quakes in Southern California. Jeff will help me with the terrain. Jeff, a very good evening to you. Magnitude 5.3 earthquake felt across parts of Southern California on Saturday. I'm reading from USA Today Bulletin. Tembler, part of a cluster of earthquakes that have been reported in Southern California, according to the United States Geological Survey. People in Chula Vista, San Diego, El Centro, and Indio felt the 5.3 quake. Did you feel it? Reports in, says the USGS. The tool collect this is a tool where people can respond to how they experienced the quakes today. Saturday morning shaking, Saturday morning California time, could be felt in an apartment building near Del Mar, California, 95 miles away from the location of the earthquake. Jeff, where is this, and is there anything unusual in this report? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. This is located in an area that is about halfway between the coast area of San Diego and the Arizona border almost. It's getting out there. It's certainly out in the southern desert there in California, what they call the Colorado Desert. Very sparsely populated. There are some towns out there where I think the biggest one is Brawley. That's about 25,000 people. Actually, El Centro is about 44,000 people. You do have some desert towns or cities out there, but not in the way when you think about Los Angeles or San Diego that are metropolitan areas. This is not all that unusual. Of course, everybody jumps when an earthquake rolls through, or an earthquake and all the aftershocks that go with it. But this is really, even though it was one that people felt over a large region and one that certainly made the news headlines everywhere in California and a lot of other places, it's not big by most accounts in terms of damage. Doesn't seem to be much, if any, and certainly no casualties.
So this is the Sonoran Desert, and Indio next to Palm Desert, next to Cathedral City. This is ordinary earthquake for them all. They're not shocked. This is part of living there. Is that it?
Yes, and I'll say, you know, nobody's ever just letting an earthquake come by, something of that size or larger, and saying, oh, no big deal. You always grab the furniture or stand in the door frame or run out. You know, people have all different strategies, and they certainly fear earthquakes. But earthquakes in this region are not uncommon. Certainly all along the Pacific coast, you know, they call this area in the Pacific Ocean the Ring of Fire. So all the countries that rim the Pacific Ocean are subject to this kind of thing because of tectonic plate movement and because of volcanoes and a host of other, you know, seismic activities. But it's in areas where in California where you have densely populated places like LA or San Francisco or San Diego that people are really concerned about it because earthquakes we've had in the past have done so much damage.
I recall you in Las Vegas during an earthquake. Don't I remember that? And you ran to the window and watched the parking lot move or something like that. The buildings were dancing.
That's correct. That's one of my fond earthquake memories is starting to feel the shaking, watching the chandelier in the room move, and then looking out the window. We were on the top floor and looking out across the parking lots that have those tall, parking lights that are, you know, probably 30, 40 feet up. And these things were whipping back and forth. I really thought they were going to snap off. But it is something to see when you're in an area, like I said, with a place where it's urban and, you know, compact, and you have high rises, and you can actually see some of these buildings move. They're designed that way to withstand earthquakes. California has very, very tough earthquake standards for builders. And there's a reason. That's because they know we've got to try to ride some of these things out.
My earthquake memory is only once, when I was in Orange County, and it was the earthquake, I think it's called the North View or Northland, some area of Los Angeles, the North something quake.
The Northridge earthquake.
Northridge earthquake of 94. It was on Martin Luther King Day, January of 94, I believe. And we were asleep because it was 4 o'clock in the morning. And I remember thinking in my sleep that I'd left my sneakers in the dryer. That was the only thing I could associate in my brain to the sound I was hearing. It turns out that's what an earthquake sounds like. And you're supposed to go outside. So I didn't, because I was too foolish. I didn't know what it was until afterwards. So I called New York. I mean, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, right? I called New York, and New York's opinion was, what? Why are you bothering us? So, you know, I'm... So that's my memory of earthquake. Now, I know it can be tragic, but is that what it sounds like, Jeff? And sneakers going around and around in a dryer?
I would say it depends where you are and where you're staying at the time of the earthquake, and what how big the earthquake is, how long it lasts, you know, if it's a shallow or deep quake. A lot of things, you know, matter. I recall that 94 earthquake myself. We were living about just north of Los Angeles. And I heard the sound coming up from Los Angeles through the valley, and my first thought was there's a train headed toward our house. And then I realized, wait a minute, because it's 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm just waking up. There's no train out there. So gathered up the family and went out on the front lawn just in time. Right. But that was a pretty serious one, and one that you could hear coming from quite a distance.
Right. I remember the bulletins were exciting after that. People were leaving their buildings in Los Angeles and crowding around in the middle of the street and not sure if their buildings were safe. There were a lot of buildings that were cracked, I think, and there was damage to sidewalks, to pavement, and to garages all across that part of Los Angeles. It was, as I remember, that didn't a couple of freeways fall down? The 5? Am I remembering correctly? The 5 was damaged, or was it the 10? The 10 was damaged.
The 10 was damaged, and they got it repaired. They had it repaired within a month. That was really a major rebuild that was done quite quickly, actually quicker than a month. People thought it was going to take several months. But remember, we had the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989, the one that happened during the World Series up
right,
in the Bay
right,
Area.
Right.
And you had quite a bit of damage up there. Of course, it's a different kind of situation. A lot of the buildings are on top of what essentially is landfill, as they've built up the area around the bay over the years. So you have liquefaction, which causes the soil to kind of fall out and buildings to drop down and other things to collapse. And that actually ended up taking out entire freeways or roads up there, some which have never been replaced.
Yes, we're telling war stories, which amount to earthquake stories. Let's tell happy versions. Disneyland opens the Avengers Campus to massive crowds. What is Avengers Campus?
Avengers Campus is part of Disney's continuing foray into the superheroes world. You know, they've got Star Wars now. Now they've got Marvel, all of their properties, and a number of other fantasy properties that were never associated with Disney before. And so they're able to not only make the most of them with movies and merchandising, licensing, but also able to incorporate them into the theme parks. And it is insane the number of people that are being drawn to this new attraction at Disneyland. Of course, a large number of people are wanting to get out of the house. A lot of people have missed going to Disneyland for over a year, but a lot of people are very, very excited about this new part of the park that mixes virtual reality, live action, as well as a number of other attractions that people are going to say, wait a minute, I really enjoyed that as a movie. Being a part of it as an attraction or a ride is really exciting.
So this is what they did with the gondolas, right? You're a gondola veteran. They took the gondolas and turned it into superheroes.
I think that area where the gondolas used to be has been repurposed, as they say, for Marvel and or part of the new Star Wars park area. But that, you know, they took the gondolas, the Skyway, out because
right.
of structural integrity. But they've been expanding throughout the park. It's very interesting. When I worked there back in the 80s, I actually looked at it and said, I can't see how much more they can expand here. But they've done a really marvelous job, no pun intended, as they've expanded the Disneyland campus there in Anaheim.
This is Yodeler Bliss. Sometimes he's Engineer Bliss, but this is Yodeler Bliss. reflecting upon his days at Disneyland in alpine garb. We go now to more good news. This is the vaccine lottery. I did look at a picture of the governor attending the vaccine lottery. He looked exactly like a game show host. Was that on purpose?
I think that is just is nifty coincidence. I mean, he's got the hair and he has the outfit and he has the kind of the smarmy take on everything. So like you said, he fits just perfectly as a game show host. That might be his next career. I mean, people might want to suggest that.
Pays a lot better than governor. Now, three LA County residents and two from Orange County win $50,000. Is this the buzz today, Jeff, that if you get the vaccine, you can win $50,000, or is it just one day's event?
It really is one day's event. And even then, people weren't talking about it, you know, because we've got the state lotteries and the Powerball lotteries that are combined with other states that are ongoing to get way more attention because they're giving away tens of millions, if not in one case, I think they're over $235 million. When people talk about winning, that's what they're talking about. If they're talking about gambling, they're talking about Vegas, which is reopening. They're not really talking about this at all. This is a little blip on the daily news shows on TV, and that's about it.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. I don't want to go too long with all this good news. When we come back, Venice Beach, the Venice sidewalk, the Venice, California is in distress. Why? Homelessness. This is John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
Introducing the Star Patrol Spotlight, the most intense flashlight you've ever seen. Compared to two car headlights, the Star Patrol shines up to four times as bright.
That's bright!
Illuminate objects up to a half mile away, even from the top of a skyscraper. The Star Patrol easily lights up buildings from across the skyline.
That's insanely bright!
Push Turbo Boost for a crazy bright boost that's 100 times brighter for 30,000 candelas of mega bright light.
What? That's insanely bright!
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. Take care of all your lighting needs with one Star Patrol. Don't settle for dull flashlights. If the Star Patrol isn't the brightest flashlight you've ever seen, return it for a full refund. Go to GetStarPatrol.com for your free turbo boost, plus free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.
This is the sound of your barbecue before getting a motorized horsepower giddy-up grill cleaner.
Honey, are the burgers ready yet?
Ready? I'm still cleaning the grill off.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Okay, ordering a pizza.
And this...
Burger up!
Is the sound of your barbecue when you purchase the Giddy Up Grill Cleaner. While the grill is cold, just press on and Giddy Up blasts away charred meats, sticky sauces, messy oils, and more. Giddy Up is the last grill cleaner you'll ever need with our dishwasher-safe motorized chain-link roller driven by a powerful high-torque motor, all backed by a lifetime warranty and money-back guarantee. You don't need another cheap grill brush that leaves bristles in your food and makes cooking outdoors a pain. Get your Giddy Up today. Go to buygiddyup.com to get your Giddy Up shipped free. But hurry! Inventory is limited. Order now while it's still in stock. Go to buygiddyup.com and get yours today with free shipping. That's buygiddyup.com.